Okay, calculus. It's about the connection between function 1 and function 2. For example, the distance traveled by time t and the speed at time t. Notice how it was distance traveled up to time t. The speed, the second function, the derivative, is at the instant t. Okay, and another example often used is the height of a graph. And I might use y for the height upwards and x for distance across. So the graph tells me y at every x. That's what a function does. And this function 2 tells me how fast that y is changing. And the example above all to start with is when the changing, the speed is a constant. So if the speed is a constant, like 40 miles an hour, then the distance is just the speed times the number of hours, times the time. So the distance f equals s times t. That's my function, function 1. And function 2, in that case, is the slope, the speed, and it'll be just distance up over distance across. For example, the distance covered f divided by the time t. So that constant speed is the case to think about. And we've graphed it, of course, in the lecture and here again. Now, let me run the car backwards. In this case, the speed is negative. So we've gone forward up to some time like 4 hours. Now we go 4 hours at the reversing, high speed reverse in this lecture. We're reversing at the same 40 miles an hour that we went forward. So after 4 more hours, of course, we're going to be back to zero. Okay. Distance will be zero after 8 hours. And the speed function, well, what will that look like? Look like an upside down V, I guess. Because it went, the distance function looks like an upside down V. It went straight upwards, sloping upwards with a constant slope for the first 4 hours, sloping downwards with a negative slope for the next 4 hours back to zero. And the slope curve, of course, is the positive constant for the first 4 hours, and then a jump, a real car couldn't do this, a jump to negative, at least it would be tough on the gears, a jump to negative speed for the second 4 hours. Now here's the little thing that I wanted to tell you about. That's area. The fact that, this is a beautiful fact, that if you told me the speed or the slope, if I have that graph, function 2 graph, the area under that graph is function 1. Okay. I have to save most of that for a future time, but that's quite lovely. Okay. I wanted to do one more example, even in this summary, where the speed is increasing. Now, what? Here I took an example where the speed was 10 times t squared. That's the kind of thing that would happen to the speed of if you drop a ball from a balloon or from an airplane or whatever. I don't know. Hard dropping a ball from an airplane, not too easy. Anyway, calculus can do it. Drop a ball and it speeds up. It picks up speed, right? So the speed is not constant. In fact, the speed this time is going to increase steadily. It's going to increase steadily. The acceleration is what's going to be constant. So the speed will be steadily increasing for this ball. And the distance will start increasing faster and faster. Because the rate of change of that distance is this increasing speed. Okay. And now if we tried the area rule, we would find that we have a perfect match of two functions that we'll see many more times. Our distance function, 10 times t squared, curving upwards, our speed function. So I'm finding function 2. If function 1 is 10t squared, then function 2 turns out to be 20 times t. Oh, we'll get good at those. In a few weeks, you'll look back and you'll say, oh, I knew that. Okay, let me try one of these practice questions. I created a number of practice questions, and please just pause the screen and think them through. I'll pick number 5. Suppose the graph, the distance graph, the graph of f of t, is a capital letter W. What would the speed graph look like? Okay, think of a W. Down, up, down, up. What's the speed then? Is negative, positive, negative, positive, right? Let me say that again. The distance is going downwards, then upwards, then down in reverse again, then up forward again. The speed is constant in each piece of the W, because those W pieces of the W were straight lines. And the speed is negative, positive, negative, positive. Okay, we'll see many more functions and their derivatives. Thanks.